KSRO Live Line is Chris Rogers. He is the Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa. Chris, great to have you back.
How are you doing, Pat?
It's going very well on this cloudy Tuesday morning, and we're talking about water. We've got to continue to talk about water. You know, we knew that there would be unanswered questions after the fires. One of them was answered with regard to the Fountain Grove area and the complete redo of the water system there that's necessary. But the question that's coming up for a lot of folks, Chris, who are happily moving right along in the permit process and permit approval process, is what about water for construction workers that they may need in the rebuilding effort? Are there any alternatives in play here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different things that we can do. We've been discussing longer-term solutions such as laying some temporary pipes that'll be able to have access to that water, all the way to having giant storage tanks of water that are also able to be there to be accessible for folks. What we're really trying to do is make sure that in that two-year time frame that folks have from their insurance to rebuild, that they begin that process and that they have the home under construction, even if they don't have access to the homes for water yet. But we'll make sure that construction has the water that they need to get people back in their home.
Well, that's very good news, because there is this time frame, this, for most people, 24-month time frame in which their insurance companies will pay for being rehoused elsewhere. And so the clock is ticking, obviously, on that two-year time period. We're already over 6 months in. And any sort of deviation from this point moving forward, could really throw a wrench into things.
Yeah, we are attacking this from two different angles, Pat. One is we're trying to, obviously, get people back in their homes as quickly as possible and get the homes rebuilt as quickly as possible. The other is we're also helping to support legislation up in Sacramento that the governor can do himself to extend that time limit from 2 years to 3 years.
And
we also acted back through our last fire. So we are going after it on both ends. The way that insurance is done in this state is actually built on the assumption that you lose one home. And what we haven't seen historically has been legislation that accounts for major shifts in the labor and in the materials markets when you lose a ton of homes in the same area. That's when we see that there's shortfalls in rebuilding the homes. That's when we see that the 2 years is insufficient. So it's time for California to change, and it's going to take state legislation to do that.
So does Dave Jones, the insurance commissioner, have the power to actually, request / demand that insurance companies, elongate their process from 2 to 3 years in terms of paying their customers?
My understanding is that he has actually requested and even demanded that from insurance companies, but his tools as the insurance commissioner are a little bit lacking in terms of enforcement ability.
I would think so, yeah.
So I know he's been a huge advocate for Sonoma County's residents. I know he's been a huge advocate even when he was in the state assembly for insurance reform. His hands are a little bit tied in what he can do, so we really need some additional legislation and for the governor to help out.
It sounds like the learning curve, which we are experiencing all too painfully, extends to the state level, too.
It does, and I'll tell you, when Dave Jones was in the assembly, he had a piece of legislation that would have required insurance to cover you to the level of necessary to rebuild. That bill was killed.
Yeah.
Came back, he had a bill that just would have required insurance companies to notify you if you were underinsured, and that bill got killed. So we're certainly learning pretty quickly here in this fire that there have been a number of reasonable attempts over the years to reform insurance in a way that will actually benefit consumers that have not been able to make it through in Sacramento. Now's the time, I think, that we'll be able to actually do something meaningful.
Yeah, well, the insurance company is going to be none too happy about any of this, I'm sure, because a lot of money out of their pockets, and it makes the rest of us wonder, of course, Chris, how is all of this going to be reflected in our insurance bills at large?
Yep, and that's a broader question on how that's going to affect the insurance market. But I will tell you, our delegation from here in Sonoma County has about 70 bills on reform related to the fire. So we are tracking it closely, and we're doing everything we can at the local level to help them up in Sacramento as well.
Well, Mike Thompson, Congressman Thompson, was just telling me the other day that when we were asking about additional federal federal dollars that we don't have yet. He said there's always additional federal dollars. The trick is to figure out how to get them. So I know that on a local and a county and a state and a federal level, all of our representatives are working overtime trying to get every dollar possible.
Absolutely. And the city actually just submitted our first worksheet to FEMA with about $110 million worth of capital improvement projects, including the Fountain Grove rebuild that you're talking about. And we have asked them for assistance to fund them. They will typically fund somewhere between 75% and 90% of each project. And then the state will also help us out with some of that. The real trick is going to be for us at the local level finding the matching dollars to get these projects done.
Yeah, that's a big ask, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. $110 million is a big number, but we're doing everything we can on this front, and I think that we're going to actually be pretty successful in it.
What's on tap at today's meeting of the Santa Rosa City Council?
We've got a good one, Pat. We are doing the second half of our conversation on streamlining housing development and what that actually means for neighbor input and design review. We also have a joint meeting between the City Council and the Planning Commission to go over our general plan. It's going to be helpful.
Going over the general plan at this stage of the game just seems like there should be a punchline in there somewhere, except there's not.
Well, it's something we do every single year. We look at ways that we can improve it, and we look at sort of how we've been doing in terms of adhering to that plan. There's certainly in the document that staff provided us, there's a huge chunk of it that's related to the fire. So, not too surprising, Pat.
No, not too surprising at all. And a little earlier this hour, I was talking about the square, which has really become, as it was purported to be, the gathering spot for Sonoma County people and events and protests and marches and all sorts of things, and talking about the plans for the boutique hotel and the Empire Building and now Perry's Restaurant, which I guess is going to, you know, take up the ground floor and provide rooftop service for that hotel. And, you know, it just brings up all of that, those age-old questions about, you know, where do you encourage development and slash retain Santa Rosa's charms? Always a big nut to crack.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you are going to see from the City Council has been and will continue to be putting more housing downtown, giving people a reason to be downtown. Just quick numbers for you. The outlying areas of the city, there's an expected return each year of about $350,000 in terms of property taxes and sales tax per acre. In the downtown, it's closer to $13
million. Wow.
We know where to put people, and we know where we need to invest our time and our energy.
There's no question, is there, Chris, that downtown buildings are going to get higher and housing will become more dense?
I would certainly like to see it, Pat. We've talked about I struggle to live in Sonoma County, and it'd be nice to have more areas that are accessible to people like myself. You'll see coming in the next couple of months at least a discussion, and I do think that there's the political will on the council to make it happen.
Yeah, I think the political will is there for sure, and it's one of the things that the political landscape around Sonoma County has learned to do is be a very big pair of scissors to cut that red tape whenever it's possible to do so. So I know that you're working on it. And, yeah, I think you should live in an affordable place, Chris.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Pat. I think that the challenge is going to always be about balance, and that's going right back to our conversation tonight. It's how do we cut red tape while also still making sure that the public has a say in what's going in their neighborhood. I think it'd be really arrogant from the city's perspective to either act like they know better than the neighbors on how something will impact them or to not care. And I think that there's always going to be that trade-off between speed and doing it right.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure we hit the right note.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's quite a collection of musical instruments you have trying to hit that correct note, and appreciate the input. Good to know that there are alternatives in place for the people who, in the Fountain Grove area in particular, alternative water sources so that the rebuilding will not stall because of the, gigantic problem with the general water system in Fountain Grove. Good news, Chris. I appreciate hearing it.
Absolutely, Pat. I think we're just going to try to get rid of any speed bumps that our labor force will allow it. So hopefully we're almost there.
Sounding better and better as we continue to make process. Councilman Chris Rogers, thanks for being here, babe.
Thanks. Take care, Pat.
All right. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers of City of Santa Rosa.